You mentioned a few times, and as we've gone through the discussion here, a number of different sort of consumer behavior touch points have come up that are you would see as sort of foreshadowing. And I'm sure that you saw them when you're looking at how you supported Airbnb from a global strategy standpoint. There's a lot of data being spun off of those systems. We look at a lot of data as well. I mean, are there changes in how consumers are searching for things that are big trends that are away from what you would consider past behaviors of shopping or how I fulfill a specific demand, such as I want to go on vacation versus maybe I already know the place, but I'm looking for something specific. Am I searching for a vacation or am I searching for something specific? Like, what are those, how does consumerism really change the purchase path right now?
Well, a few things. One is mobile has created an environment where people are doing their search. Instead of someone sitting down at a laptop or a desktop computer and spending an hour doing the research, people are doing it in snippets on the subway, or they're doing it, you know, while they're in the checkout line at a supermarket, or they're doing it on the fly. And therefore, simplicity is really essential. Meaning, first of all, how does your website look on mobile relative to web? Now, that comment I just gave is sort of like a 3 to 5 year old comment, but it's actually still relevant in a lot of industries. And you know, one of the things I learned at Airbnb in my 4 years there is that we no longer let any web designer show us their mock-ups, their wireframes, et cetera, on a laptop. You only show them on mobile. Now, that web designers hate that because, frankly, it's, you know, having a bigger screen, especially in the travel industry where there's so much beauty, I'll give you more space to create a beautiful picture. And if you're a web designer, you're aesthetically and artistically inclined. But that's not how people are consuming it. They're not consuming it as much on a laptop or desktop anymore. They're consuming it on a mobile device. So one of the pieces of advice I would have is when you are looking at how you're evolving your website or doing a new website or anything that relates to your website, ask for the designers, whether they're in-house or out-of-house, to actually show you the mock-ups and the wireframes and all that on a mobile device only. Now, that's going to be, it's harder. I will tell you, the process of coming to things, you know, for those of us who are not that adept at understanding, you know, web design, it takes a little bit more time to figure it out. But it is the trend in terms of how people are digesting information. So and a lot of companies have designed their website and a whole experience around the laptop or desktop functionality. And when you see how your website shows up in mobile, you're surprised by how dysfunctional it is. So that's a key one. A second one is peer-to-peer. You know, the idea that I can go out and through some means have a pretty quick read on the reputation of a particular brand or experience, or a particular place to go. In the travel industry, TripAdvisor serves that function. In restaurants, it's Yelp. But there's a lot of different ways to get that. There's, you know, going on social media and to your Facebook friends or Instagram or whomever, going out and trying to, mostly like Facebook, you try to ask a question. You'd ask on Facebook and say, hey, I'm thinking about going to Iceland. Where should I stay? You know, and so people are looking for peer-to-peer ways. And so that in some ways has disintermediated some of the media that's historically been out there, like travel magazines, for example, and some other formats, because people want the peer-to-peer. And it's led to some websites and some brands to actually taking their peer-to-peer information and trying to embed it in a website so someone can feel like, well, when I go to that website, I feel like I get some good feedback from local customers about what they like and don't like about the brand that's actually literally got their feedback on there. In fact, I rarely see it, but when I see a brand that actually is willing to actually put negative feedback from customers on their own proprietary website, I appreciate that brand because there's an authenticity in that brand. And assuming it's sort of a feed of information that's coming maybe from the Twitter feed, you know, you've got a sense of like, okay, well, I didn't have to go to Twitter to, you know, to actually research this. They've actually taken, you know, the hashtag for the brand and put it right down on the website. So I just think, you know, those two alone, the fact that people are more mobile-centric in how they digest information, the fact that people are looking for peer-to-peer, unvarnished reviews, are two of the ways that people are going out and searching and deciding differently than they did in the past.
And so in that framework, they have access not just to information they may be searching for, but they're delivered kind of a smorgasbord of additional data points that maybe they knew and maybe they didn't know that they were interested in.
Yeah. Well, and then, and also, like, you know, Progressive Insurance was sort of famous a few years ago, not that long ago, but just a few years ago, when they did their, and they didn't really, supposedly they didn't game the system. They would actually allow you to do some price checking of
right.
your, you know, what you're looking for, and Progressive would always show up, but it would actually compare with, you know, their competitors. And so it sort of actually held them accountable on some level that, you know, if they wanted to be low cost producer, they better figure out a way to not show up in
always.
High cost.
Yeah, they had to always show up. Right?
Yeah, so I think, you know, I'd say it's an okay example, not a spectacular example, because there's at the end of the day, all they did is create some functionality that another site could do. So I don't know enough about what Progressive did. If they did some other things, you know, one of the ways I would think of that is like, How do you make it so that that search is not exclusively about price, but it's also about the things that make you different? So if their search had sort of said, here's the price, and then there were like three other columns, and based upon what the insurance companies offer, you'd have check marks, and for Progressive, it would actually always have the three, you know, columns checked because they offer those things, and certain
right.
other competitors wouldn't necessarily have those always checked. So all of a sudden, that would be sort of a subtle way of being able to say, "Oh, I can go ahead and price compare," but then Progressive reinforcing the fact that they are the only one who does all three of these other things. So I think
right.
that there's ways to get there. So you know, the idea that you're helping to be an editing function for consumers is important. You know, there's a book Barry Schwartz wrote a few years ago called The Paradox of Choice. And his
mm-hmm.
basic
yeah.
premise was, based upon a lot of research, that once you actually provide customers with too many choices, they get paralyzed. And mm-hmm. so you need to actually find ways to simplify the process. And so that I think that's a good mantra for anybody to think through, is like, okay, what am I doing in my website or how I'm presenting myself that's actually simplifying the process for a customer?
Yeah, that's a good one, because we do a fair amount of like focus group work and just consumer research on how they would engage with the financial product. And it's super interesting, having done them for years now, if you put a consumer in front of a computer on a financial topic and just watch them and give them 30 minutes to go figure it out, they normally stand up more confused than when they sat down. And it's because
right.
there's just simply so much information on every single topic that they almost don't know what to do next, which probably then drives them back to the peer-to-peer piece once again, because it is really difficult for consumers sometimes when you give them that much info.
Mm-hmm.